After 4 years, convicted murderer Newton Lambert of Juneau may finally get an answer about whether he will get a DNA test in his case. As KTOO's Matt Miller reports, the case focuses on evidence left over from a 35-year-old double murder in Juneau.
The Alaska Court of Appeals in October heard arguments in the Lambert case that may have been one of the first applications of a 2010 law that allows for post-conviction DNA testing. The appeal stemmed from consideration of the case by a Ketchikan Superior Court judge 4 years ago. An opinion in the case is now pending. During oral arguments, the panel's three judges seemed to doubt that DNA analysis of two potential evidence samples would necessarily lead to establishing Lambert's possible innocence in the 1982 murder of Ann Bonulkin. Michael Schweiger of the Public Defender Agency argued for Lambert before the appeals court. Schweiger said the DNA test could generate an important investigative lead that could help track down another suspect who may be listed under a nationwide DNA database called CODIS, or the Combined DNA Index System. Two key pieces of evidence from the Lambert case were last reported still in storage in a California laboratory. They are identified as sweatshirt and pant swatches taken from the clothing of Ann's husband, James Bonulkin, that apparently contained traces of blood and semen. Lambert was convicted by a jury in the April 1982 murder of Ann, but he was acquitted in James's murder. In this exchange with Schweiger, Judge Marjorie Allard tries to summarize Lambert's current claim before the potential filing of another application for post-conviction relief, or PCR.
If we test the semen on the pants and it turns out to be Lambert, well, so be it. But we'll run it through CODIS, and we might get a hit off of CODIS, and then that would lead to additional investigation, and we would be able to talk to that person who there was a hit off of, see if they confess, see if there's connections between that person and Lambert, or if you can establish there's no such connections, and then proceed with the PCR.
Thank you. Yes. So this is the initial subsequent step. This isn't walking Mr. Lambert out of jail. This is not an extraordinary remedy. This is a very, very ordinary. I don't know what the opposite of extraordinary, but this is a very, very small remedy. We're just asking for the test.
Assistant Attorney General Elizabeth Burke of the Office of Criminal Appeals argued against granting the current application for post-conviction relief. Burke didn't think that Lambert adequately established his claim of innocence, which she argued is required before any DNA testing of evidence.
It's really hard for the state to assess his claims, and while this court might be familiar with this case and the evidence outside of the actual record in this case, a defendant is supposed to cite to actual evidence in the record to support his claims, and he didn't do that here.
Lambert is currently serving a 99-year sentence for the murder of Ann Bonulkin. Co-defendant Emmanuel Tullis, who was arrested along with Lambert, was later acquitted at trial of murdering both of the Bonulkins. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.